can find the Hebrew chanting from pages 265 to 269. And what you'll do is once again be the keeper of the gate. This is our opportunity to both sing out loud and sing quietly. So you'll start out with the first three words quietly. Titbarach Suhureinu Malkeinu. And then it'll be quiet because people will be reading. At the end of the third line, the last word in the Hebrew, you'll sing the next four words. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim. And then it'll be quiet again, and people will have the opportunity to pray, and you'll turn to page 267. At the end of the first line, you'll continue with that, and then into the next line. V'chulam mekablim aleihem. At the fourth line, right above Kadosh, 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 you'll begin and sing all the way through to the bottom. Kulam ke'echad onim v'omrim b'yirah. And each time you chant the word Kadosh, rise up on your toes as if you're trying to reach towards the heavens. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Adonai Tzevaot, Melochol Haaretz Kevodo. You continue. Vehaofanim vechayot hakodesh, Berash gadol mitnasim, Leumat serafim, Leumatam mishabchim, Veomrim. Baruch kevod Adonai mimkomo. At the bottom of page 269, you'll pick up the melody again. Let a new light shine upon Zion. So there are a couple of different melodies for this one. This is Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach's melody, and it goes, Or chadash, al tzion ta'ir, or chadash, al tzion ta'ir, or chadash, al tzion ta'ir, or chadash, al tzion ta'ir. V'nizke chulanu b'mehera le'oro. V'nizke chulanu b'mehera le'oro. And you continue with the last part. Baruch ata Adonai Yotzer me'orot. Or chadash can be sung like this. Or chadash al tzion ta'ir, v'nizkechu lanu b'mehera le'oro. Or chadash al tzion ta'ir, v'nizkechu lanu b'mehera le'oro. Baruch ata Adonai Yotzer HaMeorot.